Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or you just think it would be way cool to have your own talk show, I promise you, podcasting is an easy, fun, and inexpensive way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and the best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Just think, within minutes of finishing your recording, you would be able to upload and list your show on multiple major podcast directories, such as Google Podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Music, and more. I promise you, podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners. And the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you to succeed. So come join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out into the world. And when you follow the link in the show notes, it lets Buzzsprout know I sent you to them. And you will get a $20 Amazon card when you sign up for a paid plan. So go ahead and get started expressing yourself with your own podcast show. Grand Risings and Running family, and welcome back to our Joy in the Midst of It All podcast show. I am your host, Amina Amarachi. Before we begin our journey, I would like to thank our parents, grandparents, aunties, uncles, big cousins, relatives, teachers, volunteers, and teams for the continued love, care, and support that you all have and continue to provide for our youth and young adults at home, in schools, in our communities, and in life. Now let's continue our journey. In life, there are certain life milestones that we all have come to look forward to as we grow into our becoming. There are those which we cherish, while others sometimes still make us cringe and we would like to forget them. Regardless of which first it is, they all shape both us and our life experiences. You may recall your child's first steps, first word, or losing their first tooth. We may recall our first day at school, the first time we got to stay up late or do something independently, you know, mom and daddy not looking over our shoulder. We remember our first dates, our first kiss, and our first breakups, that first learner's permit, our first car, and first job. Yeah, along with what was left in that first paycheck. Ouch. We remember buying our first home and starting our families and watching them grow. Yet, in this season, I am reminded of the first time that I cast my vote as a young adult. Do you? And also, I remember the last time our daddy cast his final vote. Yeah, Alzheimer's. Today's episode, even my vote, aka my voice, counts, aka matters. The year 2012. The date was the day our daddy's journey through Alzheimer's became his last time ever being able to cast his vote. The scene at our local polling station in our hometown where we went to vote. The story, after getting up and getting dressed in his "they can stand up without you in them" blue jeans, you know, those medium, cool, colored blue ones, of course, and his favorite orange sweater. With his full salt and pepper beard and horn-rimmed glasses, specs for a seasoned folks, our daddy made his way to the car so he could go vote. Voting was that thing he had done for as long as he could remember, for more than 60 years of his adult life. Our daddy proudly cast his vote, and as such, his voice in matters in his local and national community affairs. As we pulled up to the polling station and made our way to the entrance, a young man that daddy greeted held the door open for us. Daddy was just chatting away in his usual Southern son's cheerful way. He always liked chewing the fat with folks. Upon winding our way through the amusement park ride lanes, you know, yeah, which at this time of day, there were maybe three people in line, including those who were voting. Our daddy strutted along with his cool cane. Yes, his preferred walking support. Let's just say that his take on using a walker is a story for a whole nother day. Yes. He went right up to the ladies at the counter to let them know he was there to cast his vote. Now, understand, charm has always been his middle name. All you have to do is ask Daddy to take a photo with him in it, not behind it, because behind it, you'll get his finger stuck in the middle of the photo. Or to cut a step, and he will pose big and ham it up wide in a minute, which is exactly what he did in that moment for the ladies. And they were both charmed and tickled to death instantly. Stay tuned for more right after our first spotlight moment. Today's first spotlight moment is a shout out to all the folks in the service roles, whether in hospitals, voting polls, libraries, spiritual centers, grocery stores, or community support services. Thank you for your willingness and kindness in serving our local, national, and global communities. Without you, things would not run as smoothly as they could in the world. I know some days are way tougher than others. Navigating the various personalities, attitudes, and incidents. Yet, you've stayed the course according to your ordained calls. And for that, I am grateful, as I'm sure many others are. So, here are your flowers. Thank you. Welcome back, family. Now, unbeknownst to our daddy, Alzheimer's was about to have its way with his ability to cast his vote in order to make his voice count. When you're in a polling location, you must first prove your identity and that this is the location you're to vote at. Check. Then you must sign a statement to that fact. Well, for those of you who don't yet know, let go of the idea that Alzheimer's is as simple as losing one's memory. It is way more than that. As I came to understand and witness the effects of Alzheimer's on our daddy, I explained it to folks this way. Think about a baby that is born and each learning milestone they achieve along the way to becoming an adult. Both intellectual and motor skills are refined all along the way. We learn how to hold objects, feed ourselves, think for ourselves, walk, talk, count, spell, read, write, dress ourselves, chew, etc. Now, add Alzheimer's to that mix. It does a complete reversal of all of those gifts, skills, talents, intellect, and motor abilities in one fell swoop, both in subtle and sudden ways. It's like going in reverse, except not going back into the womb, to the grave. Well, for our daddy, some of those lost abilities included not being able to sign his own signature legibly. Remember who the candidates were, let alone their office or why he wanted to vote for them. I watched him forget how to sign his own full name, a skill he had had for the past 75 years. It took a second try, yet even then it was still almost illegible. I watched our daddy struggle to recall letters, then how to write them in cursive format. And then he needed help to remember the current month, date, and year. I could sense and see the concern and his realization. I saw it come over his spirit. Yet I also witness his determination to get through it and to vote no matter what, even if it became another blow to a man who prided himself on so many things, yet had to consider conceding this to the Alzheimer's wrath. Thus, I sat with him, with the polling location's permission, of course, and read each position and person up for election. Why? Because his Alzheimer's impacted brain could no longer process words to be able to read independently. As I read each position and name, I knew there were many he either didn't recognize or couldn't recall who they were nor what they were running for. Yet, he powered through, telling me who he wanted to cast his vote for and his voice for, even if at times he would voice, "Write in," yet had no name to tell me to write in that space. I supported him with physically inputting his selections. The redeeming bright spot was when we arrived at his local district congressperson's name. Before I could even give him the other candidates' names on the ballot, he beamed with delight and with full cognizance and yelled out his desire to vote for that congressperson. This made both our day. Why? Because for that brief moment, in what seemed like a slow-moving, dragging-on moment, he glimpsed a part of himself returned and present, and I glimpsed his determined spirit shine bright with humble pride. And that was a win for him against the impact that Alzheimer's was exacting upon his life. Way to go, Daddy. My reflections. Our daddy could have given up the moment he couldn't remember how to sign his own name, yet he didn't. He could have even given up upon realizing that his memory about the candidates, issues, and the process were failing him. Yet he didn't. Our daddy, even in the face of Alzheimer's, shrinking his dendrites and consuming every learned skill attached to them, chose to make sure that even if he was never able to vote again after that day, on that day, both his vote and his voice would count. My insight. It ain't over until you, God, and the Psalms 139 contract that you both have signed and put into place says it's over. And that is a personal inner conversation and decision that no matter what it looks like to anyone from the outside, only you know your truth with regards to whether or not you will make the choice to get up each day with some breath in your body and able to do even the smallest of things to choose life. You know, life that is more abundant, healthy, whole, healing, and beautifully complete as you make it, the way you make it your own, moment by moment. Spotlight moment number two. Our second spotlight moment is for our youth and our young adults. Why? Because though they may appear to us as upset, angry, disrespectful, etc., based on our way of viewing the world, know that they are not all that way. Many of them are just so tired of all that they see going on in the world and all they have been through in the past few years. They are tired of having to take up a mantle that has been haphazardly passed on to them because some of us have sat down rather than stand up for something better. They're committed to the betterment of the world and all relations within it, regardless of race, creed, color, gender, orientation, age, economic status, no matter what. So, instead of feeling some kind of way about their way, remember that their voices and votes are for a time such as this, one of global healing as change. Thanks, young folks. Remember to go forth with gratitude and grace. Here are my takeaway, tip, tool, and toss. My takeaway: everyone's voice has a place on this planet. So, as adults, let's stop using our age as a way to demand respect from our youth and young adults, as well as quench the wisdom that they have been sent here to share with us. We need them. We need to take a hard in our own face look at how we have or have not respected them as God-ordained human beings that, though born through us, are here to be who God created them to be, with some of our guidance only up until the moment when they find their own voice and walk in life expressed in their own unique way. We all are born to be of service by experiencing, expanding, and sharing our level of love, light, truth, reverence, and respect for all that is good, including our youth and young adults. So let's fix our faces and start asking our youth and young adults how we can best support them in making their votes and their voices count. Doing so will ultimately bless us all. My tip, just for today, us adults need to stop hastily and defensively offering up our curt opinions, observations, dismissals, insults, and advice at our young folks. Proverbs 18:21 states that life and death lie in the power of our tongue, our words. So, speaking from within a vacuum of our own hurt, pain, disappointment, rigid rules, roles, doctrine, and dogma will only boomerang its way back to us, yet not before destroying our relationships with our youth and a chance for a better day that is right before our eyes. So, apologize to our youth and young adults. Yes, we are never too grown to admit that we have been wrong, even to our youth and our young adults. Why? Because we will end up losing out on one of the most rewarding relationships just by refusing to be the student sometime and let them be our teacher for a change. Respect is ageless. Our tool, a journal, to lay down all of our own stuff, our fears, disappointments, worry, failure, self-judgment, projecting ourselves onto our youth and young adults, etc., so that we cannot just hear them, i.e. half listen and disregard without consideration, and truly listen to their voices, as well as those of our elders. They are screaming at us beyond the silence for dignity, honor, regard, and respect, especially our elders, whom some companies and some of our youth and young adult businesses have just written them off by building systems that didn't take elders into consideration, and then disrespectfully telling our elders to get with the technology program without any thought as to whether they actually are able to or not, or if they're alone and have no one that can assist them with doing so or not. That boomerang right there is gonna hurt something awful when it comes back at you. Why? Because as you treat our elders now, so too you teach our youth how to treat you when you become an elder. Think about that. Finally, those of us in the middle of this here scenario, you know, supposed to be holding up the bridge, are failing at being a bridge. We're supposed to listen to both our elders and our youth and help bridge the gap between them both for all of our benefits. Once we journal out all our stuff and heal ourselves, i.e. get it out of our system and get it out of the way of the movement of change and healing that our youth and young adults are bringing to the world. We can then stand in our God-ordained role as a bridge between them in a more light and loving way. So, sit on down, us middle folks, hush on up, and truly pay attention to our elders and our youth without a jump up, ready to defend, respond, override what they say, etc. attitude on deck. Just listen and be willing to learn, to change, to grow for our better. A toss. Ask at least one youth and or young adult and an elder who is 5, 10, 15, 20, all the way up to 50 years younger or more seasoned than you the following three questions. You'll get a lot of responses that you can chew, brew, stew, and or spew on. Your choice. Ask them, what do they see as the reason for the current season we are experiencing in the world? Then ask them, how do they see us changing ourselves so that we can change the world for the better? Finally, ask them, who would they cast their vote for if they could vote and why in relation to making the world locally, nationally, and globally better? In closing, I'd like to take this time to thank you all, both my seasoned and my new followers, for spending your time with me on today's Joy in the Midst of It All Journey podcast show. Now, take a moment to tap that button inside your favorite podcast streaming platform and tune in. You'll see a drop-down menu of all the different platforms that the podcast is on inside the website. Choose your preferred platform. Then click follow, or sometimes they call it subscribe, no charge, and finally rate the show. Depending on the streaming platform that you use, or whether you are on your smartphone, desktop, laptop, whatever, you may or may not have to log into some of those platforms, then look right below the podcast show summary and sometimes at the end of each episode where the show notes are, in order to click on the stars to rate the show. Type up and submit a review as well. Thanks in advance for your support. You will receive updates when a new episode is released. We release a new episode every second and fourth Thursday of the month, okay? Or when technology and the universe aligns. So, go ahead and tag a family caregiver or a few, if you know them, and tell them one thing that you have learned today or that you learned from any previous episode that will support you and maybe them in moving through the caregiving journey with more ease, no matter who and how God has chosen for you or them to offer your gift of caregiving to your loved ones. Then blaze a trail on over to my podcast website on Buzzsprout for the show notes, transcript, and any links. And if your heart so leads you, tip me what I like to call a cup of J-O-E, a jolt of encouragement and support, over at my Buy Me a Cup of Coffee website link. Understand, though, I do prefer a great cup of tea and lemonade. You know, Arnold Palmer, for sure. You will see the link in the show notes. I am still building it out for your benefit. Thanks for your patience. I am your host, Amina, and I want you to be blessed and less stressed. Why? Because yours and their lives depend on it. Have a great day.